When I grow up, I want to be a garbage man.
If you get rabies, wedding's off.
It's in my skin, bitch. This is William H. Macy. What's up, Ben and Joe? Did you hear about the fight that I had with Jeff Goldblum? Fucked his shit up. He's now called Deaf Goldblum. Yep, I cupped his ears with my hands. He is deaf. That dude is deaf. Wait till you get a voicemail from him. You won't understand a word he's saying. Dope G's.
Ben, Joe, Jeff Goldblum. Just got done hearing what William H. Macy had to say. Because I have that special phone that can hear other people's phones. He's telling a lie. I'm not Jeff Goldblum. My hearing is fine. It's perfectly normal and fine, and I can hear everything that everyone says, including William H. Macy, who I'm going to poke his eyes out with my penis. Alright, dope cheese.
Wow.
I can't believe this rivalry is continuing.
It's nonstop. I heard there's fighting in the streets. They bring it outside. They bring it indoors.
Then you know who ends up getting hurt?
Pools.
Homeless people.
Yeah. Well, they're on the streets.
Yeah. They can't defend themselves when Jeff Goldblum and William H. Macy are, like, fighting and throwing fireballs at each other.
Yeah. Fireballs?
It's like Street Fighter.
Oh.
You know, they get Hadoon kicks or whatever those are called.
Hi, I'm Ben.
I am Joe.
And this is iHeartSnacks Radio.
Is it radio? Show. I was telling Erica, I don't think this is called iHeartSnacks Radio.
It's iHeartSnacks.
It's iHeartSnacks. We had ice cream sandwich radio.
Right. Okay, this is iHeartSnacks.
Period. It's made on Saturdays and shipped out on Saturdays.
So you get it fresh.
Right. We don't want to give you any stale
news. Who wants stale podcasts? Not me.
That's why we got this update here.
Little update
for you. There was a shooting at Virginia Tech.
Oh, whoa. This is late breaking news.
I don't know if you heard about this. It just happened very recently, within the last past week. Yep. But because information is so slow nowadays,
right.
Probably hearing from the first time here.
Crazy.
All right, what do you think about this?
Are you
for or against school shootings? Let's hear from you.
Hmm.
Let's do a little counterpoint.
Okay.
Or as I just called it, counterpoint point.
Yeah. I'm gonna say no. I don't like them.
You're against school shootings.
I am
altogether.
Totally against school shootings and shootings in general.
You're willing to take that issue here.
Yeah.
What about the Second Amendment, Ben? Hmm? What about the Second Amendment?
What is that? Everyone's created equal?
Yeah. We had to amend the Constitution to make sure it said that.
Right to bear arms is stupid.
What about bear arms?
Bear, like,
can I have bear's arms infused onto me?
Sure, why not?
Is infused the word? It's just fused, right?
Fused. My friend Claude did a comic about bear arms.
Is he Jean-Claude?
No, it's Claude.
Just Claude?
Mm-hmm.
And what does he think about bearing arms?
He thought it was cool because his character had bear arms.
But he didn't have a gun?
No, there was no gun. Hmm. But the comic book was called The Second Amendment. It was cool.
You know, there was a time in my life
mm-hmm.
where I thought the Second Amendment was stupid and people shouldn't have the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going against that now.
What?
I think everyone should have guns.
Really?
Yep. I think
should have guns? Everyone?
Everyone. If we're willing to dogmatically follow something that was written over 200 years ago.
Yeah. 200 million years ago.
200, yeah, I mean, how old is this country, really? Really old. I think everyone should have guns. Mm-hmm. Here's the catch, though.
Okay.
If you're going to carry around a gun,
right,
and we're following this rule, it's so old,
right,
make it old guns. You have to carry around a musket. I want that shit to be huge and heavy, and
there's no way you can conceal it.
No way you can conceal it, and there's probably no way you could hit someone on the first shot, let alone 32
right.
people.
Right.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
If you have a musket
mm-hmm.
and you kill 32 people at one time,
medal.
Look at this.
You get a medal.
Alright, there's my challenge for you folks in America.
What if they're like people in like wheelchairs? Does that count?
I think, I'm pretty sure,
right.
someone in a wheelchair could get away from a musket.
Yeah, probably.
If you're the stupid one that watches someone else get shot by a musket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'm gonna have to disagree.
Yeah? You don't think muskets?
No. Everyone should have laser guns. Like if you're gonna have guns, make it laser tag guns. And everyone is required to wear a stupid vest and a helmet.
Wow. Oh boy. What about children? Children too?
Yeah. put those suckers on the line.
And why don't we hook up, like, we'll catch all the deer and
right.
And you gotta we'll put vests on them.
And helmets. And helmets. Laser tag around the world.
I like that, because then
you... War? All laser tag game. That would be awesome.
And then, like, the worst thing that could happen is someone will get, like, carpal tunnel.
Right. That's it.
I think I'm gonna agree with your laser tag policy.
Okay.
But I think muskets do the same amount of damage as laser tag. I'm not sure. I've never seen one.
Laser tag's awesome.
But seriously, I find it really funny that...
people died?
Yeah, that this happened. I find it funny that someone was allowed to walk into a store in Virginia and buy a handgun.
You're missing the point. A crazy man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that this guy was crazy. I knew I was leaving.
Insane.
Yeah. Another thing that makes me a little angry.
Yes.
Of course, right away. One of the first little murmurs. Luckily, yes. It's not as been a big issue as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they'd be slamming video games nonstop all week.
Yeah.
It's been just a little murmur. Saying that video games cause these things.
Right. The man had no video games in his dorm.
Maybe if he played some, he would have got some of his aggressions out.
Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know if that really gets you. Does it get your aggression out?
Sometimes if I'm mad enough, I play a video game. Yeah. It gets it out. Although, I do get a little angry when I lose in hockey. I kick my couch.
Yeah. Joe kicks
hard.
Kicks his couch whenever he loses in hockey online. But he doesn't play that anymore because he sold his PlayStation 2.
Which got me Zelda and a Wiimote.
Nice.
Alright, so I got two Wiimotes.
And you got a PlayStation Portable, PSP.
What?
Yeah, you just got that.
I just got that, and I need help with emulation. That's what I need help with, folks. Alright? Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Emulation. Help Joe out.
Alright, okay, help us out.
What's this note here? It says Ben's day out.
Yeah, aren't you having a big day out coming up?
When's that? What are you talking about?
It's coming up. Aren't you going to go on, like, aren't you going on the Montel Williams show?
Oh, that. I didn't want to tell anyone about that, Joe.
I thought you were doing it for fun.
We'll hear a little bit more about that on the next show. Right. We'll have some clips.
Some audio?
That. Yeah, probably. We'll have clips on that.
We're going to do that good.
I don't know if it's going to go well, but whatever.
All right, good luck with that. All right.
Big fan of Montel.
Last night, you and I were in the diner, and I think we laughed as hard as we possibly could ever.
Yeah, I don't think I know I laughed that hard before, but recently haven't laughed that hard.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I didn't mean ever. But we laughed hard.
Yeah. Tell that story, Joe.
Well...
Are you allowed to?
I don't know if I'm allowed to. I'll give you some vague details.
Okay.
In my profession, children have to learn things, and we were learning about a food chain.
A food chain.
Yes, yeah, you know, when the sun gives its energy to plants, and then herbivores eat plants, and then, you know...
Yo, yeah, you're yeah, a yeah. herb.
A boar.
Good. Stupid herb.
Yeah, you eat plants. Who invented that?
I don't know. What, how come that stopped? People calling each other herbs.
Bring it back.
Herbs.
Please bring it back.
And mint.
Mint, I think that's I'm demanding mint comes back.
Yeah, classic.
It's classic. I think that never really left. You can say that.
Radical? I never said radical. I said rad.
Which before. Is cheesier, rad or radical?
Radical.
Dude, that is radical.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Radical.
That's pretty bad.
Rad's not bad.
Rad. No, you don't say something's rad anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than saying it's radical.
What about gnarly?
Gnarly. I don't think I've ever said that.
Did anyone really ever say gnarly?
Surfer dudes, right? California?
I guess.
That's what they always say.
I think cool and awesome are the only ones I use.
I use awesome a lot.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I use cool a lot too.
I think cool's my favorite word. That's cool.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so anyway
food chain. Speaking of cool and awesome.
Yeah.
Food chain. All right. Here's, you know, the kids came up with some great ideas.
Right.
Plant sun to plant. Mm-hmm. Plant to, you know, insect. Insect right. to bird or frog. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a food chain out there.
Ends of the human. Human's the best, right?
Well, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Until now.
What?
I saw a food chain that frightened me.
Yes.
All right. If you have nightmares, turn this part of the podcast off. Okay. Because you're about to hear some freaky shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, sun still powers organisms.
The sun's the best. It's our life force, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Without the sun, we'd be nothing.
Right.
Well, you know how plants get their energy from the sun?
Right.
Well, this child...
It's done that, what is that called?
Photosynthesis.
Right.
This child decided that he's going to make it different. Gorillas.
What?
Gorillas get their power from the sun.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but it's frightening because they get in a foul mood when gorillas get their.
So energy. Wait, so they turn off during like nighttime? Like they power down?
Yeah.
Gorillas.
No, they just soak up sun all day so they can.
Oh, have their energy at night.
Have their energy at night.
Oh, okay.
Have gorilla parties.
Mm. Okay, so what comes after?
So you know,
gorilla?
I see this gorilla.
Right.
And I'm kind of like going across because it's in a straight line, seeing right. What else he drew. Like, why would gorillas...
drawing images of this?
Right? Right. So while my eyes are following, he notices that I'm looking.
Right.
He says to me, "I also drew as my eyes meet the next figure on the page, a vampire."
What?
Vampires eat gorillas.
No the way. Next step
on the food chain.
Whoa.
So what do you think happens to the gorillas? It's a horrible death.
Well, I would think that. They would turn into, you know, a gorilla vampire.
Yeah, that needs his power from the sun. And what happens to the vampires?
Oh, no!
That's right.
Poor guy.
So they just turn into dust, gorillas. Whoa. Sucks. It's the worst thing.
I'm sure gorilla dust takes up, like, a lot of room, right?
Yeah, it does. Gorilla dust. It does. It's not like regular dust. Gorilla dust. You know gorilla glue? How it's so much stronger than regular right? glue?
Yeah. Gorilla dust doesn't have hair in it.
It's got some gorilla hair.
Okay.
And banana peels.
Oh, okay.
Because gorillas love bananas. That sounds pretty frightening, right?
Well, I would think that's the end of the food chain.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Right, yeah.
Because nothing can stop a vampire.
Right.
Except for robots.
What? A robot?
Robots are not only...
Oh my god, I forgot about them.
Not only do vampires exist...
Right.
But robots do, too. And they feed off of vampires.
That's dangerous.
It's like, that's like...
Where do humans fit in this?
It's over. Annihilation.
Wow.
Where do humans fit in? I think we have to colonize another planet. I think that's what has to happen. With less photosynthetic gorillas than vampire-eating robots and blood-sucking...
So when the robot eats the vampire, does he become a vampire?
No, because he's already a robot.
Oh.
How am I explain this to you, Ben? Imagine... Let me see. Think of the worst... All right. Like Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
Imagine Freddy Krueger's about to kill you.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
And then a T-Rex comes and eats him.
Okay.
That's what this is like.
Oh,
it's like your worst nightmare on Elm Street meets something worse.
Double. It's your worst nightmare, double. It's kind of crazy because we just got a voicemail from... Yeah, just play it.
All right.
Hey, Ben and Joe, Timmy the Gorilla here. I'm just relaxing on the beach, catching some rays from the sun. I get my power from the sun. Gorillas are awesome with their powerful sun. We get so much power from the sun. We can read books. We could play on computers. I play video games. I just got a PSP. It's pretty cool. Do I have to downgrade to run emulations? You guys know this? Oh my god! A freaking vampire!
PETA is going to be on our ass for airing that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And probably some scientists are going to call and say, how did a gorilla not only, A, learn how to speak, I mean, we know it's the sun.
Right.
B, you got a cell phone? C, he must have some sort of plan. Some sort of cell phone plan.
Right.
How does he sign up for that? Does he walk Verizon, in, sign his name?
Verizon has this deal with gorillas. You didn't hear about that?
I didn't hear about this. Is it a new gorilla deal?
If you're a gorilla, you buy two phones, you get a third one free.
What?
But you gotta sign, like, for, like, I think it's a 3-year contract. And they're, like, solar powered phones.
Does that screw with their brains? Like...
No. But, I mean, it's kind of a plus for them, since they're always out in the sun.
Yeah,
their phone's
guess...
always charging, because they don't have, like, outlets in the jungle.
Yeah, it's hard to find an outlet in the jungle. They got plenty of those rocks, though, that are actually fake places to hide your keys. God, gorillas love those.
Or, like, the rocks at Disney World that have speakers in them.
And they're usually playing, in the jungle, mighty jungle.
The gorilla gets the sun.
In his face, his mighty face.
Yeah.
I think the world is going to be such a better place now that evolution has finally brought us gorillas that soak up the sun's energy and become super smart.
Excuse me, evolution?
Oh, I'm sorry. God.
Intelligent design. ID.
God's
sure.
finger. Have we talked about this on the show? We probably have.
Yeah.
How I hate two kinds of people. And one of them is people who don't believe in evolution.
What's the other one? Fine.
You know. I was going to say something ethnically charged.
Mm.
Towards you.
What?
I was going to say Jews, but...
What?
It's just not as funny as... as I could make it. Right. Plus, I don't have the street cred to say something like that, and people go, oh, that's a joke. Show's funny. They'd go, this guy's...
We'd get in trouble.
We'd get in trouble. We'd be like trouble. Don Imus. We'd be Don Imus, too.
Okay, let me go on record. Don Imus, nappy-headed hoe.
You called him a nappy-headed hoe?
Yeah. See if you can fire me for that. Go.
Well, first of all, we don't get paid.
Oh.
Second of all, what you said is entirely true. Yeah. So, he is a nappy-headed hoe.
His hair is kind of nappy.
It is. A little nappy. When did nappy become a word for black people's hair? Or was it the hoe? Which part made people mad?
You know
Come
what?
On, America, let me know. Which part made you mad? Was it the nappy or the hoe?
I think it was more of, instead of a racial comment, I think it was more sexist than anything.
It's sexist to comment about someone's hair?
No, he said hoe.
Yeah, he did say hoe. Maybe he meant like a gardener.
No, he didn't.
Oh, whatever.
But he did call them hardcore hoes right before he said it.
That's true. You sent me the audio on my phone.
Hardcore hoe.
Hardcore hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don Imus. You know who has a problem with this, though?
Who?
This next caller.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Buster Rhymes, gangster rapper. I enjoyed calling your show so much last week that I thought I would telephone it again this week, because I'm a hardcore gangster rapper, Buster Rhymes. Here with me today is my good friend,
Janet Jackson.
Hey, Janet, what do you think about this Don Imus situation?
Don Imus should have been fired.
He was fired.
No.
I think he should be back on so I can go on a show and promote my new CD that's dropping soon. It's called Buster Rhymes, Gangster Rapper.
You check out my nipple on TV?
Janet Jackson.
That's me.
Buster Rhymes. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Hey, Red. Hey, Joe. This is Worf. I'm just so tired of all these arguments over giraffes, pterodactyls, nappy-headed hoes, who should be fired, who should have guns. I think as a country, America, the best country, we should focus on what the real problem is. Fucking Willow. I'm gonna kick the shit out of that guy. Dope cheese.
Did you catch that little bonus phone call we got there?
Yeah, the Worf.
He is. He's really mad at him.
At Willow?
Yeah, Willow. We got some more breaking news for you.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to use the Way, Way Back Machine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you're a fan of the show, just think back to, like, June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a resolution of what's going on.
What?
Ben, Joe, Kevin Sorbo, long time no speaky. It's because I've been in jail. Remember when I killed my mother last June? Blood was everywhere, including the phone. All right, listen. I'm using my one phone call. I'm calling 718-304-78, and you guys changed it to 56, I heard? 1-718-304-7856? Okay, that's what I'm calling. Because I'm gonna break out of jail. I snuck my axe in. It's in my pants, actually. And it looks like a gigantic boner. So nobody's really shocked that I have it because they just think I have a gigantic boner. By the way, have you seen Cole? I barely wear a shirt for that whole movie. It's because the director of Cole, he told me I have the sexiest nipples ever. I gotta agree with him. I got some pretty sexy nipples. I don't have any, like, gross nipple hair around it either. It's all Sorbo right there. Alright, I'm about to break out of this bitch. Nope, cheese!
Wow.
Boy.
I can't believe... First of all, I can't believe that he was put in jail. He's a celebrity. He should have got off.
He killed his mom.
With an axe!
Yeah, exactly. With an axe.
You know, maybe against...
everywhere. Even on the phone.
Joking earlier in the show, I'm totally against guns. I don't think you need guns in this country.
You need axes?
You fucking need an axe. What if a bear just decides to go right through your door? Whoa. What if a sun-soaked gorilla, bless you, decides now's a good time to come busting through your door?
Gorillas are nice. Don't do that.
What if it's... Okay. It's not doing it on purpose. It's running away from a vampire.
Oh.
You need an axe to cut that shit's legs off.
Oh, God. No, you don't. What are you doing in the jungle? Anyway.
Maybe I want to go to the jungle. There's lots of cool things in the jungle.
Maybe you're right.
Fucking boogie in the jungle. Bending it. Call us.
718.
304.
78.
5-6.
Gmail us.
Gmail us.
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Facebook us.
Yeah.
Book us.
I don't know how.
MySpace us.
MySpace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
And I think Facebook, just look for iHeartSnacks. Yeah, search the iHeartSnacker.
Yeah.
Call us. You said that already.
Yes, we did.
Call us.
Please, we need more phone calls.
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot this week.
Right.
And it was hard, but we don't turn down phone calls.
Nope.
If you call us...
We'll play anything.
Play anything. Hell, I'll even play the audio of, I don't want to say it because we already played the gorilla audio. I'll even play an audio of a vampire getting killed by a robot.
Oh.
We'll
save that for next show, maybe.
Maybe. If someone sends it to us.
Right.
Alright. Way to kill a perfectly good show.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll see you next week at the movie.
Yeah, and we'll play some Montel.
Oh yeah, and don't forget PSP. Help me out.
Yeah, check what is it, UPN9 Montel's on?
Yeah.
I'll be on there this week.
Well, UPN9 if you're in New York.
Right.
Cablevision.
UPN whatever.
Firmware 2.71. Alright, dope cheese.
Dope!
Something you feel before you buy it. Excited.